A Russellville junior high math teacher is receiving statewide recognition for an approach that emphasizes confidence, problem solving, and learning from your mistakes. Mickey Duval has been named one of the 15 finalists for the 2027 Arkansas Teacher of the Year Award. Duval is also the Russellville School District's 2026 Teacher of the Year. He has served the district for 16 years and teaches 8th grade pre-AP Algebra 1. But Duval says one of the hardest parts of his job is overcoming the belief among some students, and even their parents, that they simply are not good at math.
Well, the hardest part is trying to make kids care about math, to be honest with you. I can't tell you how many times kids and even parents will come in, the first thing they say is, I've never been any good at math.
Duval tells students they are not just attending a math class. They are learning how to solve problems and develop the confidence to keep working when an answer doesn't come easily.
We talk about it not being a math class. We talk about it being a problem-solving class. Because there's kids, let's be honest, there's kids that aren't going to do anything with algebra when they get late in life. Sometimes they will. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But if you get kids building their confidence, then that, when they start seeing that, they start seeing the success, that's when it really kind of snowballs, and then you got something cooking there.
He also works to change how students view their mistakes. Duval says many young people assume that not succeeding on the first attempt means that they are not capable of being successful.
Kids today, they are better and smarter than they let themselves realize. They feel like if they don't pass the first time, if they don't do something right the first time, then they're just not any good at it, not realizing it's a thing of trial and error. And so I get them to understand that failure is not failure. Failure, what they've seen in the past, failure is actually how you learn. I failed, or it didn't go well. What did I learn? What can I do differently? And when they start looking at that, that really helps. And one of the things, actually, the new superintendent that came in, Dr. Lovins, he said, always celebrate successes first before you start looking at what didn't go wrong.
Duval spoke about one student who became comfortable helping his classmates and was eventually even given the opportunity to teach several of Duval's math lessons. The student, who had once considered becoming an elementary teacher, now wants to be a math teacher.
Maybe he says, I'm going to take your job someday, and maybe he will. But that has inspired me to see a kid that really take to it, and not just that, to help him realize that he gets excited about seeing victories in other kids' lives too. And so that has been really inspiring to me.
The Arkansas Teacher of the Year finalists will be recognized August 6th at the Governor's Mansion. Four educators will advance from the top 15, with the statewide winner announced this fall. Duval says the recognition also reflects the support teachers receive throughout the Russellville School District.
I've been very fortunate. First of all, everywhere I've gone, my Heavenly Father has been with me every step of the way, and he's been something I rely on. But also, our district is fantastic. I mean, we had a teacher in the top 15 last year, Brad Beatty, and we have so great support at Russellville, and especially I do with my fellow math teachers at the junior high, my principal, Sarah Walker, and Superintendent Dr. Lovins. And I think it's just a testament on how good our district is to be able to, it's not just me, two teachers consecutive years make it to the top 15.
Each top 15 finalist does receive a certificate and a $1,000 award from the Walton Family Foundation.